The Czech Republic's biggest festival of country and folk music, Porta, celebrates its 50th birthday this year. Established in 1967 by a group of music enthusiasts, the festival gradually evolved into one of the largest events of its kind in Europe, attracting some 30,000 visitors in its heyday. Many of the country's respected musicians and bands, including Spiritual Quintet, Vaby Daněk, or the Nedvěd Brothers, started their careers there. Last week, Porta launched the first of a series of concerts marking its special anniversary. Ruth Frankova has more in this week's In Focus.
Už vyplouvá loď Čambí, okamžik malý je, než poplujem dál.
This was Zvedněte kotvy or Pull Up the Anchors by one of the country's most popular country music bands, the Rangers, who were among the award winners at the first edition of Porta, which took place in June 1967 in Ústí nad Labem. In its beginnings, Porta drew on the extreme popularity of the genre of country and western music in the 1960s Czechoslovakia. It was tied to the unique Czech pastime known as tramping, which originated in the interwar era and which was inspired in part by the vision of the American Wild West. Zdeněk Švagr, a longtime organizer of Porta, outlines the festival's early days.
U nás vlastně už od 30. 20. let probíhalo jakési hnutí.
The tramping movement originated in Czechoslovakia already in the 1920s and in the 1930s. People would leave cities for the weekend for tramping settlements, and along with them came the music. It's hard to define the genre, but they would usually play acoustic instruments such as the guitar or harmonica. So there was a group of people around the tramping movement who listened to the specific genre, and it wasn't difficult to eventually bring the music on stage and establish a festival.
The title of the festival, Porta, refers to Porta Bohemica, or Bohemian Gate, a canyon valley of the Elbe River, which creates a gateway to the region of Ústí nad Labem. As Zdeněk Švagr explains, for Czechoslovak amateur bands, Porta as a festival symbolized a gateway to the world of professional music. Indeed, many of the country's most respected musicians first appeared on stage at the Porta Festival. Among regular participants from its earliest years was Miki Rivola, one of the legends of tramping music. He received the first award at the festival's second edition in 1968 for his song Poslední míle, or The Last Mile.
Nesvoje nohy unavené, do míly poslední.
At the time Porta originated, there were just a few dozen bands playing country music in Czechoslovakia, but the festival soon enlarged its repertoire and introduced the genre of folk music into the competition.
Úplně na začátku byla Porta nazvána jako festival country and western music.
During the first years, Porta was called a country and western music festival. It was only in the 1970s that the genre of folk music and singer-songwriters started to appear. But already at that time, bands based on traditional music such as Spiritual Quintet and Scarabo were playing a sort of folk or tramping music.
The Spiritual Quintet band, which played mostly American spiritual and gospel music, received their first Porta Award for folk music a year after it was established. That's in 1970. This is the band's take on the famous English ballad Scarborough Fair.
Tam rád,
With each edition, Porta gained increasing popularity with the public and was sometimes referred to as the Czech Woodstock. At the same time, it was also closely observed by the communist authorities.
Tak Porta podle mě v letech minulého režimu měla pun zakázaného ovoce.
I would say that during the communist regime, Porta had a taste of forbidden fruit. People who performed at the festival were enclosed in their own world, and from time to time they were dared to express their opinions freely. And people who attended the festival did not always comply with the rules of communist society, and they soon became a thorn in the eyes of the authorities.
V podstatě se stěhovala do všech velkých měst Karvina, Olomouc, Brno, Svitavy.
In 1971, the organizers were ordered by the authorities to share the stage with the Soviet army bands. When they refused to do so, the festival in Ústí nad Labem was forced to close down. For the next 10 years, Porta had moved from place to place every year, from Karvina to Brno and Olomouc. But Zdeněk Švagr says it didn't harm the festival in any way.
Stěhování mělo hlavně jednu pozitivní věc.
There was actually one good thing about the constant moving. Even people who couldn't afford to travel could actually come to the concerts. So that was a big advantage. And I think it was thanks to the traveling that it became so popularized. Also, there was no other event of the same kind in Czechoslovakia at that time. So the audience base was really huge.
In Porta's heyday in the 1970s and 1980s, some 30,000 visitors would come to the festival each year. Most of the country's up-and-coming folk and country musicians made their appearance on its stage at one time or another, including Zuzana Navarová, Karel Plíhal, Vlasta Redl or Jaromír Nohavica, to name just a few.
Za dnem si na nit navlékáš korálky svůní našich dlaní. Světlo a tma, tak to jsem já.
Zuzana Navarová and Tisíc dnů mezi námi, or A Thousand Days Among Us. After the fall of communism in 1989 and with the appearance of new festivals, Porta started to lose its privileged position and the number of visitors started to decline. Despite all that, Porta maintained its devoted followers, who have kept it going despite growing competition on the Czech music scene. This year, some 300 musicians and bands are expected to take part in its regional competitions, which will take place all around the Czech Republic. The best of them will perform at the national final in Řevnice, while the international competition will take place in Ústí nad Labem. The town of Ústí nad Labem will also be the main venue of this year's celebrations, marking the 50th anniversary of Porta. Most of the concerts will be dedicated to the musicians who launched career on its stage. Zdeněk Švagr again.
My letošní 50. Portu chceme věnovat právě, já jsem to nazval dramaturgicky milníky Porty, to znamená lidem.
We want to dedicate this year's 50th Porta to people who influence the genre in some ways, such as Spiritual Quintet, the Nedvěd Brothers, Robert Christian, Mickey and Wabi Rivola, Zuzana Navarová and many more. They were people who had a profound influence on the genre, musicians who stood out from the crowd, who have always found their own way and who affected those who came after them.
Concerts will also take part in other cities, including Děčín and Duchcov in the Teplice region, which hosted the festival in its past days.
The drinking dens are spilling out, they're staggering in the square. There are sluts and lasses falling about and crackling in the air. Down around the dungeon doors, there are shelters in the queues. Everybody's looking for somebody's arms to fall into, and it's what it is. It's what it is now.
The celebrations of Porta's 50th birthday were officially launched last week with a concert by Robert Christian and Druhá Tráva. Altogether, some 150 events are planned for the next 6 months. The final concert is scheduled to take place in Ústí nad Labem on the 5th of June.